Hello and welcome back to Pelvic Pain Natters with an N. My name's Tim Beams. I am a pain specialist and co-founder of Pelvic Pain Matters. And I'm here with Carl Monahan, the founder of Pelvic Pain Matters and a specialist in male pelvic pain. So this episode, we wanted to talk about the Recover program. So we run a program dedicated to male pelvic pain, and we've been running it now for 2.5 years, I think is about, and it has morphed, it's changed obviously over time. And what we wanted to do is just give a little flavor of what it is, but also the lessons that we've learned from it. And it's been, if I can just sort of start the process as well. So originally we had an idea that we wanted to offer people a 6-week program, and we would do weekly sessions. We'd catch up with, in fact, we did bi-week, like twice a week, we were catching up with people, and we ran a format that we're really happy with the content. Like, the content absolutely does justice to what we believe in. So in other words, there was an element of getting to know and understand what pelvic pain was, be able to give people the knowledge and the understanding of figuring out the different things in their life that influence their pain, work out certain strategies that were then relevant for them, be it more physical, more mental, if you want. I mean, that's a very, very crude and quick way of summarizing what we do. Know and understand the way that pain shifts and changes for you over a period of time, and also look forward into the future and start mapping out how you can create a rich, flourishing future for yourself. So that's, in a nutshell, as I see the Recover as it was. It still embodies much of that, but we were always, 6 weeks, it wasn't enough for behavior change. And biologically, that makes sense. You know, any one of us will know this. Some people start doing something, let's say that you want to learn a language or to juggle and you've never done it before. You know, someone might pick up juggling balls or start, you know, hearing, learning a language, speaking to other people in that language. And they just, if for some reason, they just got it. You know, they can just get it, they just run with it, it just feels so easy and fluent and natural, and they want to do it more and get into it, and you can see change, quite significant change for certain things in our lives fairly quickly. If you stop it, then you might find that there's a little reversal, you lose a little bit, but you're certainly not going to gain an awful lot from stopping that as well. So I'm minded of, and we're recording this in January 2024, I'm minded of things like a New Year's resolution, because if you are resolving to do something for the month of January, for instance, I honestly, I'm not sure that's to me, that's like, it's just lip service, isn't it, to something. If you really truly want to embody something as part of your new life, your lifestyle change, it's something you need to commit to long term. And with that in mind, we swapped up the Recover program for a 6-month program, and we would connect with people twice a month, but also we have the ability to be able to stay in touch weekly as well, don't we? And I feel like we have managed to, within that program, we've got what we would like to have from a time frame point of view. But there are strengths and there's weaknesses of doing that. And one of the weaknesses, or one of the difficulties, is that I feel there's an onus on someone to commit and to take responsibility for their actions Where if you're seeing each other weekly, you have a little more connection and support, and perhaps that's a bit easier to keep on with the momentum. So that for anybody, if you are listening and you want to join the Recover program, there is a commitment. There's a significant commitment. Saying that, being there with a group of other men, there is some phenomenal support that is established, and that has been one of the most heartwarming things for me, is seeing the support from the others. You know, that someone might be going through a low patch, there are people there to hold you up, support you, hear you, listen to you, and celebrate your wins as well when you're going through them. And that is, I love that, is seeing the support of others, the collaboration of the group. Carl, I'm giving a little flavor, like how what Recover looked like, and really what happened was, you came to me and David and Joanna, and you said, look, I'm interested in setting something up online for men. Would you be interested in helping out? And that was kind of the thing. And I love the idea. I mean, it really gives us some freedom to put in some cool, funky, new, dynamic, ever-changing approaches to help more men in pain.
Yeah, it's been wonderful to have you on board as well. And there is... The reason I wanted to set this up, and the reason I wanted yourself, David and Joe, and we'll go on to explain their roles in a moment as well, is there's a massive gulf in good quality information out there for guys suffering with male pelvic pain. There's loads of information, but that doesn't mean it's all quality and it's all relevant, it's all current, and not always helpful. And I wanted to change that. And there's only one of me. And I do see patients on a one-to-one basis, but I wanted to be able to reach a larger, wider audience. And for me to do that by myself, it would have been monumental and just too much of an effort. So I've worked with you in the past. You've been a mentor of mine and a teacher of mine in the past as well. And just that collaboration to say, we could give an incredibly valuable program that is well researched, well supported, and to reach a wider and increasingly wider group of men across the world. And I think we'll give some examples of our last program of where some of those patients were from, and also where we've seen them from previous courses as well. But yeah, to offer good quality care, to support and to nurture guys going through this incredibly challenging condition, but to start getting results and to start to see change as well. So as Tim's already said, I'm a men's pelvic health specialist. Tim is a specialist pain physio. David is a former patient of mine and now fully recovered. I think he's in his third year of recovery after having had his symptoms for 8 years. Might be 4 years now in 2024. And Joe is our communications manager, and I got introduced to Joe via Tim and others as well. And together we form an incredible team. I'm biased, of course I'm biased, but I think we've got a really, really great program running here as well. And the aim was 6 weeks is, I mean, how nice would it be to get change in 6 weeks? How nice would it be to get full recovery in 6 weeks? We worked on patients' feedback. We looked at actually what is likely to happen in those 6 weeks, and we decided to change it. So as it's a much more supported six-month program, we take six individual topics or headers, not topics, suggest a little bit more of a smaller subject matter. We take six, over the 6 months, we introduce a different approach theme. Thank you very much, Tim. I was losing my words there. Different theme for each month. And we build upon educating the individual, looking at what pain is, pelvic pain is, and what it's not. We start to put together movement for the individual. We start to look at the exercise. We start to look at how to plan a day, a week, and a month. We look at other factors that might introduce, that might complicate or might influence a patient's case as well. And we look at the role of mental well-being and other aspects that might include lifestyle approaches. And maybe that's a little bit of diet, maybe that's a little bit of understanding as to the influence of work and social aspects for an individual. It's really, really, really comprehensive. It's a genuine pleasure to meet guys across the world who are just suffering and just want to reach out and just want to be supported and held and nurtured through the 6 months now. And it's more realistic for change, isn't it? They build relationships, the group members, they're able to build relationships with ourselves, but also with each other. One of the key features in the last program that we hadn't run beforehand was the introduction of WhatsApp. And give us some examples of just how beneficial that's been for the participants as, and us as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's like just to snap a photo of like a beautiful view that of, you're on a walk or having a coffee or whatever it might be. It's been lovely, hasn't it? In fact, I need to post it, but I took a picture when it snowed here the beginning of the week. So I was like, and it reminds me of the group. It's got this really lovely feel to it. So, yeah.
We're able to have, we do sessions every 2 weeks. One is an hour presentation leading up to the theme for that particular month. We then do a second session later in the month, which is a Q&A. The initial presentation is myself and Tim. The Q&A session is myself, Tim, and David. And then the WhatsApp group kind of interweaves and threads through the whole month. We ask patients to not only connect with each other and tell others what they're going through, we'll ask them to give examples of their wins or their challenges that they're going through. And they get a response from us. This isn't just a we'll see you twice a month and you can listen to and watch the content on the website. This is an ongoing supportive program. And just the relationships that the guys on the program have been able to build up, the friendships, the trust. I had someone inquire, earlier this week, Tim, and they were a bit concerned about opening up on a group in a group setting and describing to others what they've been going through. When you do have male pelvic pain, it can feel very isolating, like you don't, no one else really, really knows what you're going through. Some of it can be quite, it can feel quite embarrassing because of the nature of the location of the symptoms or maybe the influence. And this guy, understandably, had his concerns about, I don't feel comfortable necessarily opening up to other people other than myself and yourself, to others, other group members. And I completely understood that. I completely got that. But everyone else is in the same boat. And to know that there are other people going through exactly what you're going through, and that they are there for the same reasons that you are going through what you're going through right now, and that everyone is there to support one another. It's been wonderful to see those relationships build and the support build as a result of that as well. I really like the WhatsApp group. I'm glad that we've done it this time round. It's going to be a key feature of every program that we do moving further forward as well.
Yeah, definitely. And it's worth saying you only share what you feel safe to share. So yeah, we aim to build safety in the group sessions, and yeah, that getting to know each other is an important part of that process. So feeling comfortable with each other. What would you say? So just reflecting on, we've run several recover programs now, but what would you say your learnings are from having run them?
Yeah. One, I think we've already touched this already, that 6 weeks, wouldn't it be nice, I said this, to get recovery in 6 weeks. It does take time. There will be ups and downs in that journey to recovery. And if you're going through this process of recovery by yourself and you're having to rely on filtering out what is good information for me and valid information for me online, not really knowing whether to believe that the celery diet is working for you or that I should stretch and do meditation 4 hours a day. Like, where do I position myself as a patient? How do I navigate all that uncertainty, my medical appointments, my medical results? How do I navigate that by myself? And then how do I navigate flare-ups by myself? All of that uncertainty, do I push into something? Do I avoid something? Do I go to weight? Do I have a coffee? Do I have sex? All of that uncertainty is dissipated when you work in a group setting. That support from myself and Tim and David, as well as the other individuals, has been wonderful to see patients gaining that confidence themselves and then being able to feed back off of one another to support them to the point where an example might be a patient on the group is having a flare up. They've posted on the WhatsApp group that they're going through lots of uncertainty. Maybe there's anxiety wrapped up in this as well. Do I go and get another test? And it's not only us that are coming back to them, but often the other patients in the group are the first ones to go back and say, "Hey, buddy, it's fine to be going through this right now. And we've been there ourselves, and that you will overcome this and to come out the other side of that with the support of others." You won't get that in any other setting. Even if you're working on a one-to-one basis, and there's lots of validity in doing that, having a good quality specialist to help and support you in your recovery. But that for me has been one of the biggest takeaways is that there is a community within the program that just holds the other members in the group just so beautifully and supports them and is really, really genuinely there for the help and the support of others.
Yeah, I'd absolutely agree with you with that. And if you then compare that to some online support groups, it's often tales of, desperation and woe, which is understandable, but very little support, guidance, and messages of hope as well when things are going well.
Absolutely. Yeah, that messages of hope when things are going well. In an online forum, we don't tend to see that very much, do we? We see doom and gloom often when a patient's going through a really troubled time, flaring up, oh, really struggling, feel like I've fallen off the cliff, feel like I'm back at square one. That loop is never completed. That typically that patient won't come back and go, "Just to say, I know I was having a really rubbish time beforehand, but actually I'm in a better place now." That doesn't happen in an online forum, but it does happen in our recover program. And to see that full circle, to see that loop, that transition into uncertainty, bit of stability, and then coming out the other side with the support of others is just golden.
Yeah, totally. Is it worth saying, geographically where people are from? I mean, one of the things is that it is in English, so if you're listening to this, we can support if English isn't your first language, but it is in English, so that there is a bit of a narrow window of language then, but geographically, because we're online and the resources are things that you can watch again on record, and the videos are there for you to re-watch at any moment. But geographically, people have come from all over the world, haven't they?
Been really humbling, Tim. Really genuinely humbling. I thought we'd get some English patients, of course, maybe some Americans in there as well, but actually it's gone beyond those two countries there as well. Portugal, we've had patients in Mexico. That really kind of springs to mind there as well. My memory's failing me at the
Switzerland,
moment.
Indonesia, from a number of different countries, aren't they?
It's people are quite, it's not the pelvic pain is not exclusive, is it? It doesn't only affect English speaking countries. It doesn't affect certain populations. It does influence and affect every it can influence and affect men from all walks and all backgrounds as well. Sweden, Norway, they're just other places that have just sprung to mind from other participants. There's some lovely quotes here. If I can just add a couple of quotes before the end and just give a sample of the listeners here from some of the things that people have said about the course itself as well. So these are direct quotes from people on the course, previous participants. If you are in pain and don't know what to do, where to turn to, and are depressed and anxious as to what will happen next, this program will provide you with answers, reassurance, and strategies that you can tailor to your individual needs. Not our words, this is from participants beforehand. If you truly want to get to understand this condition, why it's affecting different areas of your pelvis, and why some of the more traditional medicine is not working, this program is for you. I
Great.
mean, just lovely, lovely words. Really,
Great.
really nice.
Yeah. And we look, there are people, if we sort of being totally true to the process, there are people who struggle. And it's inevitable that there will be some people that at this time in their lives, there's so much difficult stuff going on that it is difficult to either commit to the sessions or to re-watch. And we totally get that, that like, but that isn't to say that you won't ever be at the right, in the right place to be able to go through this. And we are talking about how we can support people on from that journey as well, and we'd love to hear from other people who've done the program to say, how can we help people into the future? Because you might pop out of that 6 months and you are in a recovery process. It doesn't mean that you are fully where you want to be, but you're certainly on the right path. And we want to see, we want more actually, don't we? We're going to lift our expectations and we hope to lift everybody else's expectations with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Showing that there is hope, showing that you can overcome this, and with the right education and understanding and support, it can make a huge, huge difference in your recovery. Our next program starts on Monday, the 5th of February. I'll include all the links beneath so you can click through, read some of the quotes from previous participants, look at the resources. There's some videos of myself and yourself, Tim, talking about the content, and yeah, we can't recommend it enough. Again, we are slightly biased here, but we know it's good quality content. And as every patient who's gone through the course with us has said, they're in a vastly different place from having had our support and guidance as well.
Yeah. Awesome. So we're back, aren't we? Pelvic pain natters. This session was giving people a flavor of the Recover program. As Carl's just said, we've got one coming up fairly soon. But this is going to be a regular podcast where we want to build knowledge and understanding around male pelvic pain. And there's so much. I mean, if you want to hear about something, we'd love to hear from you as well. Drop us a line. If you like what you're hearing as well, please like and share this to other people, because we really are keen that we get the message out there and we lift the knowledge around male pelvic pain.
Yeah, spot on, Tim. It's nice to build some momentum again, isn't it? After a bit of a hiatus, it's good to be back.
Definitely. Brilliant. Well, thanks for today, and we'll see you at the next one.
Yeah, till next time.